When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Side Hustle School. Thanks for tuning in today. We have talked before about how to get sponsors for a podcast. We've got lots of listeners out there starting podcasts of their own, hoping to get paid for them, which is always nice, you know, getting paid for something you enjoy, something you're good at, some kind of creative project that you produce. But the advice for an existing podcast or really any sort of community or medium that has some traction and is, you know, gaining listeners is a little bit different than something that hasn't actually been launched yet. So in fact, what if the podcast is brand new? It hasn't actually released any episodes yet. Do you have to wait until you've built up an audience and then go to potential sponsors? Or might there be a way to effectively launch with sponsorship and therefore revenue? Now, this could be especially important for anybody out there creating a narrative-driven or storytelling series. You know, one of these things that's kind of, you know, 8 to 12 episodes long, it's contained, like there's a lot of work that goes in the writing, the research, the production, as opposed to a traditional interview format kind of podcast. But it really could be for any show. You know, the broad question is, you know, is it possible to get sponsors for a podcast that hasn't actually been released yet? And if so, how? Let's talk about it after this quick message to my sponsor. Thank you, sponsor. And thank you, listeners.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Chris. This is Mark from Van Nuys, and I've been following the show for a couple of years. I have an idea for a podcast, and I'd like to pre-sell it to sponsors. My understanding is that podcasts attract advertisers as they get more popular, but mine hasn't launched yet. Am I being greedy in thinking I can get financial commitments before the show is launched, or am I being smart? It seems that some shows are able to do this, so I'd like to know what their secret is. Thanks!
All right. Well, thank you for the question. And as always, I will give it to you straight. Is it possible to do this? It is sometimes possible to launch a podcast with existing commitments, like to go out of the gate, you know, with sponsorship. But it's pretty rare. And most of the shows you might see that have that, they tend to be produced by big networks. So they might be those, you know, narrative long form podcasts that, you know, make a big splash when they first come out, everybody's talking about them, et cetera. That's a coordinated process that, you know, there's a lot of lead time and production that goes into it. There's an ad sales team, you know, with this network that tends to have existing relationships with ad agencies and sponsors, you know, that they're selling lots of other inventory to. And so when they have a show that they think is going to be big, their ad sales team goes out and tries to arrange that kind of sponsorship in advance. And of course, this is a risk for the advertiser because they don't know how many people will be listening, but sometimes it pays off well. And so that's how that kind of tends to work. It's a coordinated effort as opposed to something that an individual does. Like it's a coordinated effort by a network or a company. Could you do it yourself? I mean, again, anything is possible. I think maybe if you had another project or platform, like let's say you had a successful YouTube channel, or it could be something else, whatever it is, and you want to expand to the podcast format. You know, if you have enough viewers, readers, subscribers, followers, fans, You might be able to attract sponsors in advance because they see the potential of your audience moving from one medium to another. But aside from situations like that, you know, it's, you know, when you're going it alone, it's probably best to go the tried and true route of building platform before trying to attract sponsors. Ultimately, if you have the platform, everything else is possible. But if you don't have followers or listeners, in the case of a podcast, then it's going to be difficult. So I think, you know, aside from some situation like what I just mentioned, you're not going to have great luck in trying to sell the sponsorship before actually launching the show. So I hope that's not too disappointing, but I do encourage you to develop the show and build the platform and, you know, who knows what will come from there. So good luck. And of course, listeners, if you have a question or a comment or an experience of your own, let me know. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects and as they get sponsored and make sales and make lots of money. That's my hope, at least. I hope you'll do something today to get a bit closer to that reality for you. And I also hope you'll come back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You've been listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.